In uncertain times, it's easy for us to feel isolated, disconnected from one another and from God. What if we could change the conversation? What if in the midst of this confusion, God is inviting us to connect with Him in new ways? Our prayer is that our church family would find creative ways to continue to stay connected to one another. Common prayer is an opportunity for just that, a daily opportunity to slow down and connect with God together. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hey there, church. This is Kevin Sneed here with the first installment of Common Prayer. I hope this finds you doing well. You know, as I speak, I am coming to you from inside my car that is parked inside my garage because it's the only quiet place I can find. We're almost done with week one of the shelter in place orders that have gone out across the Bay Area. And I'm sure, like, you know, if you're like me, then you're wondering what in the world are the next few weeks going to look like? There's a lot of confusion, a lot of concern going on in our world. Even with all of that kind of chaos, you know, we're really glad that you just decided to tune into this small project. This project really came out of a time of prayer and reflection. You know, about an hour before the initial orders of shelter in place went into effect, I happened to be at a grocery store. And I was standing in line, and I had gathered a bunch of groceries, you know, and realizing that it was going to be more difficult to get to stores in the coming days. And I'm standing there in a line probably of about 50-plus other people. And you could almost feel the anxiety and the fear in the room. I mean, it was just palpable. And I don't think that was, you know, an experience that only I felt. I know many of us are feeling that sort of uncertainty about what the future holds. Maybe you're concerned about the economy or your work prospects. Maybe the weight of isolation and social distancing is just starting to wear on you. Whatever it is that you're feeling, we all are in this together, feeling this reality of this pandemic. And those feelings are warranted. It is uncertain times. And so it's okay for us to feel that way. So as we were processing this, you know, we started praying and realized that, this is also an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to counter that narrative. So we thought of a simple idea of just saying, what if we were able to provide people with a 5 to 8 minute reflection, with maybe it's, scripture or a quote or just guided prayers, opportunities to just break from the chaos and be together in some ways, even if it is virtually. And so our hope is that we do three things in common prayer. We hope to offer you a scripture, some sort of scripture or a quote from a fellow follower of Jesus. We also offer maybe a pastoral reflection or a thought about that scripture. And then lastly, a guided prayer or meditation. So much of the chaos swirling right now can overwhelm us, and we need moments to just breathe, to slow down. And so that's our hope, that we can, in through these installments, just offer you a brief 5 to 8 minute moment to just sit with God, but to do it not by yourself, but actually together. One of the things I love about this idea is that all of us are scattered throughout the Bay Area. And in some way, this is an opportunity for us as a community, for us as a church, to join together in a unique, different kind of way, but hopefully in a way that lets you know that although you may be physically alone, you are not alone. Many of us, all of us are in this. And so you, as you participate in common prayer, you are partnering and joining together with one another across the Bay Area, but also with the church around the globe that is still connecting with God, still finding ways to seek Jesus in this moment. So that's our hope with these episodes. You know, almost every time I'm in these moments of uncertainty, my mind always gravitates towards the Psalms. And for our first meditation today, I want to reflect on the familiar words of Psalm 139. You know, one of the reasons that my mind goes to the Psalms is because the Psalms have a way of providing language for us to communicate with God. Eugene Peterson once said that the Psalms train us in conversation with God, because the Psalms are filled with raw emotion. They bring the totality of the human experience before God. whether it's the beauty of poetic praise, the pain of lament and of fear, whatever it is, the Psalms meet us in our emotions and they provide language that we can then reflect back to God. But what really gives the Psalms a kind of gravitas is that they don't exist in and of themselves, but rather they stand and emerge from the context of people's stories. They come out of the writer's experience, out of their moments of fear, out of their moments of excitement. Whatever it is, these Psalms are birthed from real people's encounters with life at all of its places, when life is good, when life is bad, when life is confusing. And so they offer this deep, kind of deep introspective, kind of intimate connection with the writer and with God. And in a lot of ways, we're in a moment like that, where we have the opportunity to tap into some of the concerns that are going on within us and bring these to God. And so today we're going to look at just the first 10 verses of Psalm 139. And again, these may be very familiar to you. The way I see it, these verses can be broken into two sections. The first section, verses 1 through 6, they speak of God as being the all-seeing God. It communicates the reality of God's comprehensive knowledge of you, of knowing what your thoughts are, knowing what is swirling internally inside you. God is the one who knows these things. He sees all things. It's a knowledge that's personal and active. It's that God knows us at many times better than we even know ourselves. And then the second section, verses 7 through 10, they speak of God as being the God not only that knows us, but is also present with us. And so the writer will reflect that the presence of God is ubiquitous. It can't be escaped. These few verses, they scan the height and the depth of God's presence. The writer poses questions like, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? And what I think about this is, in our moment especially, is that these words are less of a dissenting child that's trying to run away from their parent, but more reflecting on the comforting reality that God's presence is with us at all times. So what I want to do now is I want to invite you to join me as we pray through these verses slowly. And I want to lead us in a prayer exercise that may be a little different than what you're used to. I want you to approach the text in a prayerful posture, not a posture of study or of deep exegesis, but rather a posture of prayerfully preparing to meet God in the text. So it might be a little different, but I invite you to try that. So let's begin. What I want you to do right now is to find a comfortable position to sit. Maybe you're sitting on a couch or in a chair, and just allow your body to relax into that chair. Maybe if you're out on a walk, walking around your neighborhood, maybe you just slowly begin to pay attention to the tempo in your feet. Maybe just slow your steps. And as you settle into that chair, into the pace of your steps, just take a few slow, deep breaths. Try to slow your heart rate down. But as well as your heart rate, maybe slow your mind down. If you're anything like me, our minds are constantly racing throughout the day from one thought to the next. In a lot of ways, our minds have been trained to ignore what's going on inside us. And so when we slow down, our minds just continue to race. So take a few more slow breaths. Imagine most of us have been running maybe a little more in adrenaline than we're used to. So this opportunity is just to realize that God is with you. As you slow down, just take a moment realizing that He knows you. He knows your hearts. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you've been experiencing. And so what are those fears that you're feeling? What's worrying you? What's causing you to lose sleep? Bring those thoughts to the surface now. We're so used to distracting those thoughts away from us, ignoring them, but bring those before God now and just hold them in the presence of God as I read these words. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too lofty for me to attain. Church, whatever it is you are feeling in this moment, God is aware. He knows when you sit and when you rise. He searched you and knows your thoughts. He knows your worries. He knows your fears. Just take a moment to reflect on that and feel comforted by the God who sees you and sees all of you. But not only does God know you and know what you're feeling, He's with you. He is present with you. Listen to these words. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. You are not alone, but God is with you. Take another breath and just imagine God with you. He's with you in your worry. He's with you in your stress. He's with you in your thoughts and your concerns and your fears. Church, God is with you. And it's even as you feel that fear and that worry, He is there. He's with you when you lose patience with your kids this week. He's with you as you do dishes. He's with you as you fold laundry, as you work from home. He's with you as the weight of responsibility seems unbearing. God is with you. And even in those moments, His hand will guide you, and His hand will hold you fast. Church, rest in the fact that God is with you. He knows you, and He is present even now. Just take one more minute, one more thought, one more moment to just be grateful for a God who is here.
Well, thanks for joining us in common prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.